Mesechta Zvachim, Daf Tzadik Hei, 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Dalam and Beis, at the new Mishnah. We have been discussing the Pesukim of Pashat Tzav, and as we saw, the Pasuk states, Kosh Yigur B'Sar Yikdash, Vashi Yizim Yidom Ala Beged, Ashi Yizil Ala Tchabis B'Makum Kadosh, and the blood of a Korban Chatos sprays on a Beged, then there's a mitzvah of Kibbutz, and the washing has to be done in Dazara. And the next Pasuk teaches us as to what the din is after someone cooks an item of Hegdash in a Kli, and the Pasuk states, Now our mission now continues. Beged shiyotze chutz l'klayim nichnasu mechapsu b'makom kadosh. That if there was a beged that already had blood on it from a korban chatos, the beged left the azara, then one must bring it back into the azara, and you have to cleanse it in makom kadosh. And as the pasuk stated, the chabis b'makom kadosh. And the mission continues, nitma chutz l'klayim, that if it became tamei after it went out of the azara, and at this point you can't bring it back into the azara, as one can't bring a tummy item into the Azara. So the Mishnah teaches us, then one should rip the Beged, and this way it won't have the Shem Beged any longer, and at this point it will be tar from its tumah, and therefore it will be mutter to bring it back into the Azara, and you'll be able to mekayim in the mitzvah kvisa b'makom kadosh. And the Mefarshim explain that why couldn't the Mishnah tell us that you should go and place it in the mikvah outside of the Azara, and this way the Beged will become tar, and then you'll bring it back into the Azara, and be mechabes in the Azara. And they explain that you can't place the Beged in the mikvah, as at that point it may actually take some of the blood off of the Beged, and there's a specific din that you should be mechabes b'makom kadosh, and none of the blood should be cleaned off the Beged outside of the Azara. The Mishnah continues and discusses the din of Kli Cheres, and the Mishnah now teaches us that if the basar of kachim gets cooked in a Kli Cheres, then the Kli Cheres goes out of the klayim, and now it is no longer in the Azara, and therefore you can't break in the Azara. So the Mishnah tells us Kli Cheres shiyatza chutz l'klayim, nichlas v'shoyver b'makom kadosh, then you should bring it back into the Azara, and you should break it in b'makom kadosh. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, nitma chutz l'klayim, that if it became tummy while it was outside of the klayim, and while it was outside of the Azara, naikvay, then you'll make a hole in the kli, and this way you'll become tar, v'nichlas v'shoyver b'makom kadosh, and then you'll bring the kli cheres back into the Azara, and you'll break it b'makom kadosh. The Gemara will explain what size hole one has to make in the kli cheres in order to be retired from its tumah. The Mishnah now continues to discuss if kachim was cooked in a kappa kli or any type of kli, as the pasuk tells us, umerik v'shutu b'mayim, they have to cleanse it in water, and it has to be done b'makom kadosh. So once again, the same din applies that if it actually went outside the kliim and it's no longer in the azara, then you have to bring it back in the azara, and then you'll do umerikun shtifa b'makom kadosh. And similarly, nitma chutz l'kliim peichse v'nichnas umerik v'shutu b'makom kadosh, if it became tummy while it was outside of the Azara, and you can't bring it back into the Azara while it's tummy, and you also can't place it into the mikvah, as that may remove some of the carbon. As we see, the Merikan Shtifa has to be done in the Azara, and therefore the only eitz is to break the kli, and now that's not a kli, that would be mitar mitu masai. Then you could bring the kli into the Azara, and you'll be able to mekayim the mitzvah, Merika v'shtifa ba'azara, and ayin rashi, peichsai, the kli matachas in the tummy to masai b'nekav kaldu, that's not enough to make a small hole. Hole, like we stated in Glei Kli Cheres, El Benek of Gadol, and you have to make a larger hole. And keep in mind that we didn't have a Shaila as to placing Kli Cheres into a mikvah, and as we know that the Kli Cheres becomes tummy, then it wouldn't be able to become tar by placing it in a mikvah, and the only way to be Matar Kli Cheres is only by breaking it. Our Gemara now begins that the Mishnah stated, Nitma Chutz L'Klayim, Kairi V'Nichtas U'Mechapsi B'Makon Kadosh, and the Gemara asks, Masal Ravina, Kairi, how can you say by ripping the Beged that would be a good Eitzah if once you rip it, then it's no longer considered a beged? If so, just like it's not a beged b'negiyah din tumah, so l'chir it's not a beged b'negiyah din of kibbutz, and beged am rachmana v'la begedu, and the Torah tells us that you have to be mechabes a beged, and it has to be a beged b'shas kibbutz, and at this point it's no longer a beged. The Gemara answers the Mishayah book kadei ma'feres, that you actually didn't rip the beged in half, and even after he ripped the beged, the shear of a handkerchief still remained, and since l'maisa the original beged can't be used for its original purpose, therefore this beged now is tar mitu masai. However, the maisa it's still considered beged b'negiyah din of kibbutz, and therefore you could take it back into the azara. You can now do kibbutz b'makom kadosh. And as Rashi states, the mishayah boy shlo yavdil sekara al pnei kula lachlik is a beged l'shnayim el mishayah boy kedei reichiv suda the mitu masai tar hoil v'nikra rubai the kibbutz shayah boy kedei ma'feres it was still royal l'chabrai v'shmoy lov u beged karina bay. And the Gemara continues, Eini, how can you say that since you ripped most of the beged, but even though you left the handkerchief side of the beged yet intact, that would still become tar mitumasai. But Rav Huna stated regarding the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim that taught us that one stone rips rave of a beged, it becomes tar mitumasai. And Rav Huna taught us leishana l'shloi shayba k'dei ma'feris al shayba k'dei ma'feris chibahave, that the only time such a beged becomes tar mitumasai is only if the size of the handkerchief is not left over. However, if there's still the size of handkerchief of the beged that's not ripped, then the beged would not be tar mitumasai. And as Rashi states, v'adayin hu b'tumasa, we continue at that tzadikayim and aleph, and the Gemara responds with Rabbanan hu, that ein chinami didin Rav Huna is only a gzeir Rabbanan, as Rabbanan were concerned that if one left a handkerchief size of the beged, possibly someone would actually leave rave of the beged intact, and if they did so, it would still to be tamei midiraisa. And therefore Rabbanan stated that as long as you left a handkerchief size of the beged intact, then it would still be tamei midrabbanan. However, since midiraisa, once you cut rave of the beged, so the beged becomes tar, so therefore our Mishnah taught us that if the dam of a korban chatos went on a beged, then the beged went outside of the azara and became tamei. So once you rip the beged, and at this point it will not be tamei midiraisa. Even Rabbanan, they allowed one to bring this beged back into the azara in order to be mekayim the mitzvah kibbutz b'makom kadosh. And as Rashi at the top of that tzaddik came in our states, midrabbanan gzeira dilma lo yasi l'mikra ruba, how midiraisa tahira u'mutal achnisa mishum mitzvah kibbutz. The Gemara continues and discusses the next din of Mishnah, klicheret sheyotza chutz l'klayim nichlis v'shev v'makom kadosh, and nitma chutz l'klayim nekvay v'nichlis v'shev v'makom kadosh. Once again, the Gemara is bothered, kliyam rachmana v'lei klihu, that if you break the klicheres, then it's no longer a kli. At this point, even though it's tar, but how would one be able to be yaitz the mitzvah breaking the klicheres in the azara? The Gemara explains, shenika b'sherish katan, that in a chenami you didn't make a major hole in the klicheres, and therefore it's still considered a kli, and you only made a small hole the size of a root that is a large enough shear that the klicheres becomes tar mitumasai. However, at this point that it becomes tar, one would bring the klicheres into the azara, and one would break the klicheres, as the pasuk tells us, the klicheres hashetivushal b'yishaver. And keep in mind that Rashi had a different guess in our Gemara. If you Rashi, the Gemara didn't really ask this question at all, and Rashi actually asked this question at the end of the Diva Masal the Ratzel Le'mirtzav, and as Rashi states, v'gabe klicheres iklamema the naik v'namastisin k'moitzi mashka, the size of the hole that the Mishnah mentions is a hole that's large enough that mashka will spill out of that hole. Once there's a hole that size, then the klicheres will become tar mitumasai v'adayin klihu l'kabel zesim. However, it's still considered a kli, as it still could be m'kabel zesim, as we learned in Masechta Shabbos. Therefore, one could bring the klicheres back into the azara and be yaitz to the mitzvah shvira b'makom kadosh. And keep in mind that even though argus and Rashi is b'meitzi mashka, however some agurus could kainis mashka, and that would be a bit larger of a shear, as even if there's a hole that liquid could drip out of, however that shear would not necessarily be enough for liquid to come into a kli. And the Gemara now continues and quotes from the next din of our Mishnah, as our Mishnah spoke about kli nechayshes sheyatzah chutz l'klei and nichlesu marka v'shayt v'makom kadosh. However, if the kli nechayshes became tamei outside azara, then the Mishnah taught us pechsay v'nichlesu marka v'shayt v'makom kadosh. Once again, the Gemara asks for a lav kliu l'chayr, since you already broke this kli and it's no longer a kli but a gei tuma, it'll now be tar mitumasai. How would one be able to be yaitz the mitzvah mirka shtifa b'mayim in the azara, if the pashas would be that the only time that there's a mitzvah mirka shtifa is only if it still has a shem kli at the time of mirka shtifa? And the Gemara explains the ratzif mirtziv, that the Mishnah means that after he'll break the kli nechayshes by making a hole in the kli nechayshes, then it will hammer those pieces that created the hole back together, and at that point it will once again have a shem kli, and now you'll be able to bring it back in the azara and be able to be mekayim the mitzvah mirka shtifa b'mayim of this kli nechayshes. And Ayin Rashi, after you created this hole that removed the tumah from this kli nechayshes, we explained this entire sugya like Rashi, and Ayin Tesis that is chilek on Rashi on various points, Ayin Shom. Let's keep in mind that up until this point, we were discussing the dam chatas that sprayed onto a regular beged. Since this beged wasn't big dekuna, therefore it's possible to give a itzah, they should rip the beged and then bring it back into Azara. However, when the psukim and Pashas Sava discussed the big dekuna, so the psukim discussed him ill, and the pasuk states v'haya pi reisha b'seichay safa yil apiv saviv ma'isa irik if yisachar yil lo'i kareya. And certainly we see that there's an issa lav to rip them ill, and some explain that this issa doesn't only apply to them ill but applies to all big dekuna. Based on this point, our Gemara now continues, Amrei Shlokish, the Reish Lakish teaches us mi'il shenitba machnisa v'pachis mishol shashol yishum mechapsay mishum shenema lo'i kareya. If the dam of a korban chatas sprays onto the me'il, then the me'il goes outside the Azara and becomes Tameh, so the Eitz of our Mishnah would not work, as there's an Issa to rip them ill. Therefore, Zakri Shlokish, the only Eitz would be, take a small piece of them ill that has blood on it and is a shear that's less than 3 etzba by 3 etzba, maneuver that piece of them ill into the Azara and wash the dam off that piece of them ill in the Azara, then bring another piece of them ill that's less than 3 etzba by 3 etzba into the Azara and wash that piece from dam as well, and then continue to do so until you wash all the dam off of the mill. And as Rashi points out, that even though it's usur to bring something that's tummy into the Azara, however, since one is bringing a beged that's less than 3 etzba by 3 etzba into the Azara, so ain't a machlis sheer beged tummy la Azara, and therefore you wouldn't be over on that isur, and it'll be able to be makayin the mitzvah of kibbutz bazara. And Taz is bothered that we have a man that omed a whole be of a mixer shma bia, and therefore by bringing part of a beged into the Azara, it's as if you're bringing the entire beged that's tummy into the Azara, and it should be usur. However, ayin Taz is diba maskal machlis pachas misholosh. The afilu man daom breish kol psulin bia b'miksa shma bia shani beged hoil v'yachol lechaytchay lechashib kilu nichnas kulai. Previously, we were speaking about the etzba of a person, and certainly you can't cut the etzba off a person, and therefore we hold bia b'miksa shma bia. However, since over here we're talking about a beged, and certainly one could cut a beged, so therefore even a man daom that bia b'miksa shma bia would hold that this bia b'miksa sloy shma bia. The Gemara now continues moisiv rav adi ba'ava. So rav adi ba'ava asks a question of Reish Lakish that we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Kelim, ha'oven v'rachim ein b'hem mishum shalosh al shalosh, that even though there's a din that if you have a beged that's 3 etzba by 3 etzba, since it could be used as a patch, so therefore it would be makabel tumah. However, this din doesn't apply to a very thick beged or to a beged that's very soft. As Rashi explains, that since it's so small, the lav levisha chazu, and certainly one would not wear this beged, the lav l'sakim ben cholok, and since this material is so thick or it's very soft, so therefore certainly you would not use it as a patch, al leisha v'lov, and you'll only use it for sitting on, and the only way it'll be metame is only if it's a larger share of 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. And as Rashi continues, me'il avu, and as we know, the me'il was very thick, and as we learned from Masechtas Yuma, chutin kavol shnei masa, then when making the me'il, they would twist 12 strands or 12 threads together, and it was very thick. And if so, if Adabav is bothered, then why did Reish Lakish state that you could only take a maximum of a shear that's less than 3 etzba by 3 etzba, if l'chayr you should be able to take the shear of a beged that's less than 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, and as Rashi previously stated, she'ina machlis shear beged tumah l'azara, and at this point you will not be bringing in a beged that has a shear of tumah into l'azara. However, the Gemara answers, agav avin chashivi, although the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim taught us ha'avin v'rachim ein b'hem mishum shalosh al shalosh, that is referring to someone that had a scrap of a beged that was detached from a beged, and since any thick or very soft beged cannot be used as a patch, therefore this piece of scrap would not be considered a beged chashuv unless it had a share of 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. However, since Reish Lakish was discussing the case of the me'il, was discussing taking a piece of the me'il that was still attached to the me'il and bringing it into the Azara, even if he would bring a piece of the me'il that was 3 etzba by 3 etzba into the Azara, that would be a share chashuv, and it would be us to bring that piece of cloth into the Azara. And that's why Reish Lakish specifically stated that one could only take a very small part of the me'il, which was less than 3 etzba by 3 etzba, into the Azara, but any piece of the me'il that would be larger than that would be a sheer beged tamei, and therefore would be also to bring into the Azara. Before we continue, let us point out that the Mishnah Masechtas Nida discusses Dam Nida, and as we know, there are two very important reasons as to why we need to know how to remove Dam Nida from a beged. As number one, in order to be a matara beged from Dam Nida, you have to remove the Dam Nida first and then place the beged into a mikvah. And number two, if someone sees a kesem or a stain, then if one wants to know if it's actually Dam Nida or if it's not Dam Nida, then we have to investigate it and see if we can remove the dam, and if it can remove based on the following examination, then we know that it's dam nida. The Mishnah Masechtas Nida teaches us that in order to remove dam nida, then one would actually take reik tapel, which is defined as tasteless spit, which is saliva that comes from a person that didn't eat anything in the morning and is considered a very strong saliva. And the other 6 ingredients to be used when taking off dam nida: megrisim, meiraglayim, neta, beris, kamunya, and ashlag. And Rashi learns that the next Gemara is going back to discuss the original din with the Mishnah and the Pasuk taught us that the dam of Chatos gets on a beged, then you have to bring in Tazara and wash the dam off of the beged. And Lamaisa, the way to wash the dam of the beged was by using these 7 ingredients. And the Afar Gemara is, V'boi Shivasam Manim, in order to remove the dam from this beged, one would have to use these 7 ingredients, as the Amr of Nachman, Amr of Bavua, Chatos Umaris Nagoyim, Tzuchin Shivasam Manim. Not only are these 7 ingredients used for for dam nida, but they're also used in order to take off the blood from the dam chatas and also to remove maris negoyim from a beged. And v'tanya, we learned in the brisa, but the gear pitamak teres, meir glayim would complement the keteris of tzipurin, and this would be a better ingredient for the keteris. As the brisa states, v'aloi meir glayim yafin law, however, the brisa explains, el she'im machnisim meir glayim lamigdash, that one is not allowed to bring meir glayim into the base of migdash, and if so, the Gemara is bothered, how would one be able to bring meir glayim into Nazara in order to use as a detergent to take off the dam chatos from a beged? And we continue on daf tzadik hayom beis, and the Gemara wants to answer v'chitema the mavelu b'had shivus amanim abelu l'kulu k'chad. If you will explain that the only time you problem bring meir glayim into Nazara is only if you bring it in by itself. However, we would take all these seven ingredients and we mix it together before it comes into Nazara, and only afterwards would we bring into Nazara, and then we would place the entire mixture on the beged in order to remove the dam chatos. But that can't be, as Batran, as we learned in Masechtas Nida, Havir and Shalei Kesidron, that if you would actually put these ingredients and these detergents onto a beged, and you did it out of order, or if you placed them all on the beged at the same time, then it would not have the effect on the beged, and therefore it would not take the dam out of the beged, and if so, this can't be an Eitzah. And as Rashi says, Shalei Kesidron, Kesed and Shein Shinun v'mishnah Zeachazeh, Kach Seda Havrosan, and that is the proper order in order to remove the stain and in order to remove blood. The Gemara continues and tries another teretz. If you will say that instead of mixing them all together, you'll actually mix it with one other ingredient, even though the Mishnah taught us that you can't mix all the ingredients together. However, if you mix two ingredients together, then that would be okay. However, that also can't be, as the Mishnah Masechtas Nida teaches us, that every time you place one ingredient onto the beged, you must then rub the beged and scrub the beged three times together, and as Rashi states, therefore we see that each ingredient has to be placed onto the beged on its own and at separate times, and how would we be able to bring the meir glayim into the Azara? And the Gemara explains, although the Mishnah Masechtas Nida teaches us that every single ingredient must be placed onto the beged and it can't be mixed together with any other ingredient, however that din only applies to the six last ingredients. However, roik tapel always had to be mixed together with all the ingredients, and the proper way to actually put these ingredients onto blood is actually by initially placing roik tapel onto the blood by itself, then taking a mixture of meir grisin and roik tapel together and placing it on the dam, then taking a mixture of meir glayim and roik tapel and placing it on the blood, and then doing so with the remaining four ingredients. In the chenami, they would not bring meir glayim into the azara by itself, and they would actually mix together the roik tapel and meir glayim, and only afterwards bring this mixture into the azara, and that would not be an issue. Once again, we learned this Gemara, like Rashi, that this question of the Gemara was going back in our Mishnah, and I in Baam Taisis on Daf Tzadik Heim and Aleph in Diba Maskova Boy Shivus Amonim with Taisis Esen Rashi v'Kasher L'El Havolei L'Kshiei, that L'Chiri, if this question was going back in the Mishnah, then we should have asked it closer to the first Mishnah of the Perek. And I in Taisis that he explains that the Gemara's question is Dafkan Reish Lakish Ayin Sham. We continue with the next Mishnah, and as we already learned that if there was Basa of Kotche Kotchim that was cooked in the Kli Cheres, then we must break the Kli Cheres, and if it was cooked in the Kli Nechoshes, then the Pasuk taught us Umerik V'shuta B'mayim. And our Mishnah now continues Echa Shabisha Boy V'Echa She'iru L'Techa Reiseach. It doesn't make a difference if you're cooked in this pot, even if you didn't actually cook the item in this pot, after you cook Kotche Kotchim, then you took some of the soup or some of the gravy and you poured it into another pot, and the same dinah will apply, even though the Pasuk states Kli Cheres HaShedivusha Boy Yishaver, and the Pasuk also states Bishul B'negei Klidin Choshes, and as the Pasuk states V'Meklidin Choshes B'Sholo Merik V'Shukta B'mayim, the Mishnah continues that even though the Pasuk is talking about a Korban Chatos, however Echad Kotche Kotchim V'Echad Kotchim Kalim Tunim Riku Shtifa, that this dinah Riku Shtifa doesn't apply only to a Korban Chatos, but applies to any bus of Kotche Kotchim, any bus of Kotchim Kalim. And even though our Mishnah only mentions Riku Shtifa, however Ayin Rashi and Av Tzadik Gimel Beis, where Rashi clearly tells us that the din of Shvirus Kli Cheres doesn't only apply to a Korban Chatos, but applies to all Kotche Kotchim and all Kotchim Kalim as well. And as we know, that Kotchim Kalim doesn't have to be eaten in the Azara and could be eaten anywhere in Yushlayim, and Ayin and Mefarshim would discuss if the din of Shtifa Mariko by Kotchim Kalim would still have to be done in the Azara, Ayin Sham. And the Mishnah continues, Rav Shimon Oimer, Kotchim Kalim Ein Tun in Mariko Shtifa. Now, although the din of Shtifa Mariko doesn't only apply to Korban Chatos and certainly applies to Kotchim Kotchim, however, it would not apply to Kotchim Kalim. And Ayin Rashi in the Mishnah, Bim Toimar Rea Blu and Nasa Sinesu, Poltu Behetel Achaz Man. Therefore, certainly, after one used a pot in order to cook Basav Kachim Kalim, one would not be able to use this pot afterwards. Rashi explains that Maid Rab Shimon, Bayagola Bureskin, and Materis Miku Shtifu, do Maile, although Rab Shimon is arguing with the Gaya Dinam Miku Shtifa, one of us certainly agrees that this pot would require a Gola, and as the Gemara will discuss on Naftatik Vama Bez, Benegea Truma, our Gemara begins and brings a Makar, the Dinam Shvius Klicheres, and Dinam Rika Shtifa by Klin Chayshes, doesn't only apply to Bishol, but even applies to Iri. And as our Gemara begins, Tanar Abadam, we learn to the Braisa that the Pasuk and Pashas Sav states, Ashetuvushal Boy, so Ainli El Shabishal Boy, so one may think that this din only applies if someone cooks in his pot, Iril Techeri Sech Minayin. How do we know that if someone poured hot liquid into this pot of Kachim, that the same din applies? Tamalim Vashetuvushal Boy Yishaver, and as Rashi explains, that since Benegea Klin Chayshes, the Pasuk says, Vim Klin Chayshes Bishola, Umerik Vishutu Bemayim, so the Pasuk Benegea Klicher could have stated, Uklicher Sashetuvushal Yishaver, and it didn't have to say the Lashim Boy, and since it says Boy, we learn in Nivla Boy Bin Kalmakim Yishaver, that as long as something was cooked in this pot, then you have to break this pot, even something that was cooked in another pot, and then while it was still hot, it was poured into this pot, then this pot has to be broken as well. Mura now continues, Boy Ram Rachama, Tolu Ba'avitana Mau, if instead of cooking a piece of meat of Kachim in a pot, one would place the meat on a spit and would hang the spit over the Ave of the Tana, Rashi explains this Bashal Boy, so this meat was cooked over the Ave of the Tana, Avaloi Nibla by Klum, but none of the actual meat touched the oven, and even though this meat roasted or cooked in this oven, but none of its flavors got absorbed in the walls of this oven, and as the Shita brings down, Kimashin Neifel Minabasa Begacholim Sheesh Betana Neifel, Vein Nivel Klau Betana, and even some of the meat that falls down onto the bottom of the Tana actually goes on top of the coals, and therefore doesn't get Muvla into the Tana itself, and therefore the Gemara asks Mao, as what would be the din? Would you have to break this Tana or not? And as Rabbi Bachama continues to explain, Abishal Bulu, the Kabbal Rachmana, that even though the Torah only mentions Bishal, but certainly the Torah only meant when something was cooked, and also there was Bulua, Oidilma, Bishal, Bulai Bulua, or maybe there was Exeris HaKosov, that the Torah taught us that as long as you cook the meat of Kachim in a Klicheres, then you have to break that Klicheres, and even if there were no Bliyais, the Gemara continues, Amrava, and Rava will want to bring a Raya from our Mishnah, as Tashma, we learned in our Mishnah, Echad Shebishal Boy, Ve'echad She'ir L'Teich Reseach. Therefore, we see that even though the Torah used Lashem Bishal, but we extended the din of the Torah even to a case of Iri, where there is only Bliyais and there is no Bishal. Therefore, L'Chay, we should also extend the din of the Torah to a case where there is Bishal without Bliyais. However, the Gemara answers, Bulu Abloy Bishal, like Rabbi Baylan, that we didn't have a Shaila where there were Bliyais without Bishal. Certainly, it would make sense they would have to break the Klicheres. And Kikom Baylan, Bishal, Bloy Bulu Amai, and my Shaila was in a case where there was Bishal without Bliyais, as in this case, we may say, since there aren't Bliyais, so maybe there's no requirement to break Klicheres. Rashi explains the Raya of Rava that since the Mishnah stated of Echash Irotechai, Alma Chod Kapid, Dar Irotecha Bulua Ika Bishaleka, and the Gemara responded, Bulua Bulai Bishalai Mibailon, as the Kimid Havi Nesa, since there are Bliyais in this Kli, those Bliyais will become Nesa, Vatari Ida Klicheres, Shani Yitzbade Daifiv La'ilam, and therefore certainly by Yishvira, and the Shaila of Rami Bachama was in the case of Bishal Bulai Bulua, and the Gemara continues and tries to bring another Raya, as Tashma, the Umr of Nachman, Umr Abavua, Tana Shal Migdash Shal Matechas Haya, that the oven that was in the base of Migdash, in which the Kehanim would roast the meat of Kachim on a spit, was made out of metal. And as Rashi states, Kasaka Daitach ben Pleish Yitzelim by Shpudi Chata Shal Yitan Shvira, that the Havimin of Gemara right now is that since the Kehanim would roast their Kabonis Chatois on the spit, these ovens, that the ovens would become Asar, therefore they specifically made these ovens out of metal in order to be able to perform Rikon Shtifa. If they would make these ovens out of earthenware, then they would always have to break these ovens. Therefore, the Gemara wants to bring a raya of Isak Daiter Bishal Bulua. If you would have a Havmina, that the only way that an oven would become Asa is only if there's Bishal as well as Bulua. In this case, since they were actually cooking the meat on a spit, so in the Avid Shalcheres, they could have built the oven in the base of Migdash out of earthenware, and it would never become Pasal. And by the fact that we made it out of metal, we have a raya that if one would actually roast meat on a spit in an oven, then the oven would actually become Pasal. And if it would be Klicheres, then we would have to break the Klicheres, and therefore they specifically made the oven of Beis HaMikdash out of metal in order that he should only have to do Mrika and Shtifa B'mayim. However, the Gemara responds that you don't have a raya from this memra as Kivin the Ika Shiari Menachis the Afiyasa Metano the Ika Bishal Bilua Avdinan Shomatechas, that possibly we could say if one would only roast a carbon on a spit in a oven, and since it was only Bishal and no Bilua, so the oven would not become pasul, and really they could have made the oven in the Beis Hamikdash out of cheres. However, the reason why they made the oven out of metal is because they would use these ovens not only to roast the carbon chatas or other karbanos, as we know that the kohanim would keep the shiurim menachos, meaning the remaining flour and oil of the carbon mincha after the kibitza. Then the kohanim would actually bake the flour and oil into bread by using these ovens. And they would actually place the dough of these menachos on the walls of the oven. Certainly in this case, not only was it a bushel, but it was also bli ice. Therefore, if they would have made the ovens of the Beis Hamikdash out of cheres, then they would always have to break these ovens, and therefore they made these ovens out of metal in order that they should only have to do a mikan shtifa of these ovens. And the Maaseh of the Gemara is not pushed to shaila of Rami Bachama. Now that the Gemara was discussing kli cheres and earthenware ovens, so the Gemara continues to discuss dinim that are relevant to an earthenware oven. The Gemara will now discuss the dinim of fleishig bread. The Gemara tells us, "Ahu tanu da atchu beitichaya asar rabbi loy lemeichel rifta loyla vafilu b'milcha dilma asal lemeichel bekutcha." That there was an oven that prior to baking bread in this oven, they greased the walls of this oven with animal fat. Rabbi loy asked them from eating any bread that came out of that oven forever. And as Rashi states, "Vafilu siku v'afu boy," and even if they heated up the oven again and then they baked bread in it again, that it would still be asa. The kasava in the yotzim de dafyav, as Rabbi loy held, the fleshic fat was absorbed into the walls of the klicheres and will never come out of the klicheres, and therefore all subsequent bread will still be fleshic bread. And Rabbi loy also stated that it's us to eat this bread, even if one will only dip it in salt, meaning even though you'll only be using it with power of ingredients, even so we asked you to eat this bread because potentially you may come to eat this bread with kutach, which of course is a milchig dip. And the Gemara now continues, meisvei, that the Gemara asks a question of Rabbi loy, as we learned in the Braisa, in loshen se'isa b'cholav, in losh kala pas kula asura, in play her glavera, that it's also for one to knead dough together with milk, and if one did so, then the entire bread made from this dough would be asar, and not only the outer layer, and even if you'll eat it by itself, and as Rashi states, in play her glavera, shlo yechla pas ima basar, and the Braisa continues, ki yitzubay, in toshen satan and ba'alya, that it's also to grease an oven with the fat of an animal, bim tosh, and if you did so, then kala pas kula asura, then all the bread that was made in this oven would be asar, achiyasaka satanar, until you burn out the oven. And clearly the Braisa teaches us that once you burn out the oven, then any subsequent pas would be mutar, and this is not like Rabbi Eloi, as the Gemara states, tiyufta to Rabbi Eloi, tiyufta. And the Gemara continues, omli Ravina Ravashi, so Ravina says to Ravashi, v'chimachad yisayis to Rabbi Eloi, then now that we saw tiyufta to Rabbi Eloi, and therefore we see that once one cooks up an oven once again, that it removes any blias from an oven, even if the tana was made out of earthenware. If so, Ravina asked Ravashi, my omri Rav, kaderes bepesach yishavru, why would Rav teach us that if one used earthenware pots for chametz prior to Pesach, then Pesach came, then you have to destroy these earthenware pots, as the chametz that were belua in the earthenware pots are now chametz shavah lo Pesach, and therefore the pots would be also to use. L'chir, why didn't Rav just give an etzah? One could heat up these pots, that would remove the blias of chametz, and it should be mutter to use these pots after Pesach. The Gemara tells us, Amaleis, Rav Asher respond to Ravina, Rav mukilo lahi b'shal mateches. In Chanami, Rav will explain the previous price that stated in Toshan Satana Ba'alyavim Tosh Kalapas Kula Asura Achiyasaka Satana, that that was specifically talking about a Tana of Mateches, and therefore it's possible to heat up the Tana and remove the Bliyais. In the Chanami, Rav holds that there is no way to take Bliyais out of a Kli Cheres, get rid of Bliyais out of an earthenware Keli or an earthenware oven. L'chir Lefidus Teres and Gemara, and the original Tiyufta on Rabbi Loi is not going to be a Tiyufta either, as we could state that Rabbi Loi was talking about an earthenware oven, and the Bryce is talking about a metal oven. However, the Gemara now continues and brings another teretz, v'yibayisema, and if you want, you could explain, betana shalcheres, that Rav agrees that the previous Bryce is talking about an earthenware oven, and in the Konami, it's a tiyufta on Rabbi Loi, as we see from the Bryce, that one can even remove blias from a tana shalcheres, and even so, Rav holds, one cannot remove the blias of chametz from a pot of chametz. And as the Gemara explains, that there's a difference between a tanner and a pot, zeh seker mebifnim, as a tanner is heated up from the inside of the oven, and therefore any blias that are inside the oven will be burnt out the next time you heat up the tanner. However, when one cooked chametz in a pot, then the blias are inside the pot, and when one once again heats up the pot, then they're heating it up from the outside of the pot, and that will not be strong enough to remove the blias of chametz from the inside of the pot. Therefore, Rav states that you can never use these pots of chametz even after Pesach, and one would have to break these pots. However, the Gemara now asks, and since you just stated that even Rav agrees that by heating up the inside of an oven, that will remove the blias, so why don't we say that one should make a fire within the pot pot, and that would remove the bleus of chametz. And the Gemara responds that in a chenami that really should be an eitzah. However, even so, Rav states kederes bepesach yishavru, as this is based on atakana, as Chayes Elio de Mitbury, he felt that people would be concerned about their pots if they would make an intense fire inside the pots, then it would actually break their pots. Therefore, they may only make the pot hot from outside, and therefore Rav stated that the only eitzah is to break these pots. Gemara continues Hilka Chay Kovya Hasekim Bechutzu Veoser. Even though the Brisa taught us, but the Geir Tanner that was smeared with Alya, once you heat up the oven once again, then it will be mutter to use any bread that's baked in this oven. This din wouldn't pertain to a type of oven where they used to actually heat the oven up from outside. And if prior to making bread, someone smeared this oven with animal fat, then not only would this bread be asa, but all subsequent bread made in this oven would also be asa, as long as they only heated up this oven from the outside. But in the chenami, in this case, if they would heat up this oven from the inside, then that would remove the bleis of the animal fat, and any subsequent bread that would be made out of this oven at a later point would still be mutter to eat. And the gzira and takana of Rav doesn't apply, as in this case, people weren't concerned that by making a fire inside this oven, it would actually break the oven, as the walls of standard ovens are certainly much thicker than the walls of earthenware pots, and it's only regarding earthenware pots where Rav made a takana, as he has a chashash, the Chay Salayo de Mitbury, and Ayin and Gemara, Mesechtes Pesachim, and Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and we will stop over here.